I talk to people a lot in outlying villages and stuff who are concerned that policing is being withdrawn from there to target, to sort of be centralised in the town, and they're worried, and I speak to people who are frightened that they're not getting the response from police that they would once have had or that they would expect.
Well, everywhere's got a thinner blue line. And just taking Stoke-on-Trent, for example, all the towns used to have their own chief inspector and the neighbourhood team. They've now only got one chief inspector and inspector per constituency. So that's already cutting, just to try and bolster up the actual constabulary and the PCSOs actually on the beat. It's a similar situation with the rural areas. It isn't that there's a lot less policing out there, but because they're having to do things differently, perhaps people are not seeing them in the same way. But we're also asking for volunteers, because you're right, metal thefts, equipment thefts, even such things as water troughs. There's a certain amount of animal rustling. There's people doing things in the fields, you know, that shouldn't do as well. There's all sorts of things going on. And we're asking for volunteers. Like if you're on a bridleway on a horse, you can see quite some distance from up there often. Be the eyes and ears, volunteer to be eyes and ears as well. The police has always relied heavily on voluntary for like special constabulary and all that. So I don't see us replacing the paid staff, but anybody that wants to be an additional volunteer to support the police in any way, and we've got a big thing going on now to try and encourage volunteering, should come forward and do it. Okay. To be fair, the countryside is a big space to cover.